上好
，Brother and Sister, Good morning。
我们感谢主，我们一年一度的这个会员大会，今年我们就是在这个主日要举行。
Thanks the Lord that we're going to have an ACM this morning。
这是一个不平凡的一年。
This is a very unusual year。
那么新冠的疫情呢，依然还在这种蔓延之中。
The COVID continues to spread。
那么我们从年初的网上的聚会，我们又回到教会，现在。有实体的敬拜。
And so from the Zoom gathering on the Sunday, now until that we meet in person.
那么我在回顾这一年神在我们身上的工作，我非常感谢主。
I'm very thankful that what has God has done this year.
因为很多的教会，几乎是每个教会都会受到新冠病毒的影响。
And so many churches have been severely affected by COVID.
但是我看到神在我们当中的工作。
But I've seen God's work in our church.
我们很多的弟兄姐妹在非常困难的情况下，依然的来敬拜、来聚会、来奉主耶稣基督的名。Go ahead.
During very difficult circumstances, our brothers and sisters continue to worship, willing to worship God.
你们在神面前是展现了美好的信心。
You have a manifest beautiful testimony.
那么我们首先来看我们这一年呢，我们的主题呢是以生命影响生命。
So the theme of this year is called Growing Together Through Life on Life.
那么我们是在推动小组和门徒训练方面，希望说能够更加深我们在神主我们在主神里面的扎根。
So we are continue try to build the foundations through small group and disciple training.
那么这个呢，我们还会继续延续到下一年度。
And this is the theme will continue next year.
那么我们看到这一年呢，我们年初还是像去年一样，我们是在网上的聚会。
And so from the beginning of the year, we have a virtual worship.
那么我们中国的新年呢，都是在网上庆祝的。
So even we celebrate Chinese New Year on Zoom.
不过我们那个庆祝也是非常的有意思。
And so our celebration was very unique.
不过没有能够实体的在大家一起的相聚还是差了一些。
And so, but it's different than we're meeting in person.
那么我们的受难节的聚会、复活节的聚会都是在网上进行。
So Good Friday and Easter were both were the online.
我们感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹都踊跃的参加。
And people were attending service greatly.
那么我们的中文祷告会呢，是每周都在网上进行。
At the time that we have a weekly Chinese prayer meeting.
我非常感谢主，我们参加祷告会的人数是非常的稳定，而且大家都非常的忠心。
And attendance was pretty good, and it was pretty faithful as well.
那么特别感谢神的是，在这个新冠疫情的这段时间，我们教会的事工不但没有停顿。我们而且继续地往前在推动。
And so, even during the COVID time, our ministry did not stall and actually continue to move on.
因为我们成立了很多新的小组。
Because we started many new small groups.
这些小组都是开始在网上聚会。
So the small groups start meeting online.
那么每一个小组的弟兄姐妹的聚会都从当中得到了很多的收获。
And people all benefit from attending the small groups.
当然，我们的主日学和主日崇拜。一个星期都没有停止过。
We never stop our worship and Sunday school.
那么我们一直到今年的8月8号，我们返回教会为止。
Until August 8th, we came back to church.
那么回到教会是从8月8号开始。
And so we started the in-person worship on the August 8th.
那么接下来我们连续有了三次大型的活动。
And after that, we have three major events.
一个是在我们 Slo 地区的这个年度的烤肉。
One is an annual barbecue.
那么我们在圣特玛利亚地区中秋节的这个聚会。
And in Santa Maria, we have a Mid-Autumn Festival.
那么即使是在这个疫情当中，我们居然有50几个人参加。
Even during the COVID time, that we have more than 50 people attended.
那么最重要的一次聚会是我们刘富里请到刘富里牧师来我们当中做这个培灵的聚会。
The most important meeting that we had was a pastor, Reverend Liu came to us.
我跟刘牧师是认识很久。
I've known Pastor Liu for many years.
也曾经邀请过到其他看到他到以前的教会或其他的教会去证道。
He was invited to many different churches in the past.
但是这一次的聚会我跟大家讲特别特别我感受到圣灵在我们当中。
But this time, I particular sense the Holy Spirit was among us.
这跟我们大家有30天的这个不是三十天，3个星期21天的禁食祷告很有关系。
Whereas 21 days fasting.
甚至在那之后的几个星期当中，我都非常的感受到圣灵在我们当中。
Even after the event, we have a sense the Holy Spirit were among them.Was with us.
这就是我们这一年度的出席的状况哈。
And so this is this year's our attendance.
那我们每周平均出席的人数大概是47人。
And so average attendance is about 47 people.
那比去一年呢，大概有下降8%左右。
And so actually, it's a decrease about 8%.
那这个下降主要是因为去年呢是疫情的当中呢。我们几乎所有的人都待在家里。
And because that the one of the reason is that everybody stay home.
所以呢，大家都在参加网上的聚会。
And everybody joined the online service.
那么今年的话，我们大家打了疫苗哈。
And now this year we had a vaccine.
大家有了这个 get off jail card 哈。
And so we have a get off the jail card.
所以我们看到我们当中有人开始去探亲呢、啊、访友啊、旅行啊、休假呀、啊、等等。
So we start seeing people actually start traveling and visiting the family and friends.
所以看到人数有一点点下降。
So we can see the decreasing attendance.
但是我知道我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是非常忠心在参与教会的敬拜。
I know every one of us is very faithful to attend our service.
那这是一个图哈，这个绿色的是每个月的总和。
And so the green one is the summary of the monthly attendance.
那底下小的那个就是每个星期的参加的人数。
The shorter one is that weekly attendance.
那接下来我们可以看到，这是我们的小组的情况。
And now I'm going to talk about small groups.
那么我想一会儿凤玲姐妹会有更详细的报告。
And Sister Feng Ling is going to talk about more.
那我们有六个小组，再加上英文的祷告会。
And so we have 6 small groups plus English English prayer meeting.
那在这一年当中，我有不断的参加其中一些小组的聚会。
And so this year I have attended different small groups.
我真是看到每个小组弟兄姐妹从当中都得到了很多的收获。
I see every brother and sister really gain a lot from small group.
不论是查经还是彼此的分享。
No matter is studying the Bible or fellowship.
所以我们的教会，我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间的这个联络和这个。结合就更加的坚固。
So our bonding continue to be strengthened.
那接下来我们教会属灵的光景怎样呢
？How about our spiritual sentiment?
那我刚才讲过，我们的教会祷告会，我们不但有中文的祷告会，也有英文的祷告会。
So our prayer meeting, besides we have a Chinese prayer meeting, we also have an English prayer meeting.
而且我们还有一个21天的禁食祷告。
And we also have a 21 days fasting and prayer.
这个是神给我们的特别恩典。
And this is God's special blessing.
不是我们的计划
，and not our plan。
我们一心本来打算请刘富林牧师来是讲宣道，主日。
So originally the intent to invite Pastor Liu is a mission week。
那么刘牧师给我打电话，跟我讲了40分钟，然后就说，我们就决定说，他觉得有感动，要改成一个培灵会。
And so, but the God has moved Pastor Liu instead of the mission, and he was moved to spiritual revival.
然后他要求我们教会能不能有这个禁食祷告。
He requests us that to have a 21 days prayer, fasting and prayer.
所以我在神面前祷告说，我就跟刘牧师讲，我说我感觉我们的弟兄姐妹准备好了。可以有这种禁食祷告的操练。
So at that time, I sense that I share that with Pastor Liu that I think our brother and sister were ready for this.
那么我们看到这21天的禁食祷告，我听到很多美好的见证。
I've heard a lot of beautiful testimonies through those 21 days fasting and prayer.
所以刘牧师邀请我们大家3个月要写信给耶稣。
And Pastor Liu also asked us to write journal to Jesus for 3 months.
那么现在已经过去2个月了。
And so it's a 2 month pass already.
我知道我们当中有些弟兄姐妹真的是在写信给耶稣。
I know that we have some brothers and sisters actually writing journal daily.
弟兄姐妹，如果你常常写信给耶稣的话
，If you write journal to write letter to Jesus，
所以你看事情就不一样了。
When you look at things, it will be different.
你看其他的人也不一样。
When you see others, are different.
因为你看所有的事情，周围的事情都是按照耶稣的眼光来看的。
So when you look at things, it's through Jesus' perspective.
所以这是一种很好的属灵操练。
It's a wonderful practice.
那么我们教会在教导上依然非常的很强哈。
And so the teaching wise is still very strong.
我们的英文主日学呢和中文主日学 都是有很好的这个教材和教导。
We have very good teaching material in the Chinese Sunday school and English Sunday school.
我们的细胞小组不但有分享，也有查经。
And besides our small group that we have a sharing, I also have a Bible study.
而且今年我们有三个星期的主日学老师的培训。
And we also have a 3 weeks of Sunday school teacher training.
所以我是真实的可以跟你们做见证，看到很多弟兄姐妹。在研读圣经的话语学习方面，真是学到了很多，有很多的收获。
So I can really tell you the my personal testimony that I see that people really start building the foundation God's words.
所以这个是让你们牧师最开心的地方。
This is something make me so happy.
所以呢，我们的主日的讲台呢，不但有我们现在有的牧师，像包括我跟裴牧师来分享信息。
And so we talk about the preaching the God's words on Sunday.
那么我们也有请到客座的讲员跟我们来分享。
So besides Pastor Chen and Pastor Ray, we also have guest speakers.
我们感谢主，我跟裴牧师可以分享这个讲台哈。
I'm so thankful that me and Pastor Ray can share the pulpit together.
那我们两个人的神学的观点哈，我们常常谈论这个神学观非常的接近。
Our theology concept is very, very similar.
所以有很多可以共同的地方。
And there's very lot of common areas.
但是我们讲到的风格完全不一样。
But our style is a little bit different.
我想这是对我们的、对你们、对我们大家、对我们教会是最好不过的。
And so this is probably the best for our church.
也为此来特别的感谢神。
So we need to really give thanks to the Lord.
那今年的十月呢，我们特别的呢来把整个教会的会员的名单我们勾思路一下。
So in October, actually our church is try to review the members of our church.
因为知道在疫情当中几乎每一个教会都有很多的会员流失的。
And so during the COVID time, there's a lot of churches lost their members.
这个是几乎是一个普遍现象。
This is a very common phenomenon.
所以当我们去看教会的名单的时候，我特别为这个感谢神，我们教会非常的稳定。
And so when we look at the members, members of our church, our members are very, very steady.
我们的弟兄姐妹在服侍教会上真是全然的摆上。
And our brothers and sisters continue to commit themselves.
我们是一个小的教会，但是我们教会当中参与服侍人的比例相当的高。
Even though it's a very small church, percentage of people participate serving is very high.
所以为此特别的感谢主。
So we want to give thanks to the Lord.
所以我们呢，会员呢，目前是有37位。
Now we have 37 active members.
那今年呢，我们有5位新加入的会员。
And now we have added 5 more new members.
所以我们有这个会员班，那么这个五位成员他们经过了会员班，就正式成为我们教会的会员。
So we have a membership class. After 3 weeks of membership class, they became formally became our members.
所以呢，下面我们就来欢迎这五位。
So now we're going to welcome those 5 members.
当我叫到你的时候，请你到台上来。
And when I call your name, please come forward.
我们大家一起来欢迎你。
And we're going to welcome you.
更重要的是，我们大家要一起认识他们哈。
And the most importantly is that we need to know them.
那么从今天之后，你不可以说我不认识这个人哈。
And so from now on, you cannot say I don't know this person.
所以你要认识他哈。
And you got to know this person.
那我也有特别有礼物要送给他们的哈。
I also have a gift for them.
所以你们如果今天还不是会员的话，你要知道你明年要加入会员哈。
If you're not a member now, hopefully you'll be a member next year, so you can get a gift.
那么。这个是圣经哈。
It's a Bible.
从牧师送的礼物就是最宝贵的。
The gift from the pastor is the most precious thing.
没有这个 gift card 哈。
There's no gift card.
这个呢是研读本的圣经。
It's a study Bible.
非常好的一本材料。
It's a very good material.
这个一本圣经在手有很多的注册跟解释。
There's a lot of interpretation and there's comments.
所以我希望作为新的会员，你拿到这个礼物真的好好的使用。
So as a new member, after you receive this gift, really use it.
读主的话语。
Study God's words.
这是我们生命成长的一个源泉。
And this is the key for our spiritual growth.
好，首先我们欢迎陈慧珍姐妹。
So we're going to welcome Melissa Chen.
小心一点。欢迎你。哎，好。
Welcome you.
好，可以下去了。谢谢。 Melissa 虽然来到我们时间不是很久哈
，And Melissa has not come to our church very long.
而且她是在疫情当中她搬到我们这里的。
And she moved here during the COVID time.
但是她已经在我们当中参与了很多的服事。
She has participated in our service a lot.
特别为这个姐妹感谢神。
And we want to give thanks to this sister.
下面我们欢迎这个吕慧慧姐妹哈。
We are going to welcome 慧慧。
欢迎你，
我跟慧慧，
好，谢谢。慧慧姐妹要的是一本英文的圣经，是大字的哈。
And she wants the English version and has a big front.
因为她已经购买了研读本的圣经。
But she already have the Chinese version.
我想慧慧之所以来到我们教会，是因为凤玲姐妹介绍她来到
的。The reason 慧慧 came to our church because Sister 凤玲。
而且在来到几年当中，我们非常看到这个姐妹在生命上的成长。
Even though come for a short period of time, that we see the spiritual growth in her.
然后她参与跟弟兄姐妹慢慢的熟悉，慢慢的参与教会，看到她爱主的心跟爱弟兄姐妹的心。我特别为这个姐妹来感谢神。
I want to give thanks to the Lord because of the love she has for the Lord and also for brothers and sisters.
下面我们是一位弟兄哈，是顾红旗弟兄。
And we have a Joseph
Gu. 顾弟兄。欢迎你，顾弟兄。
Welcome, Brother Gu.
也，顾弟兄在我们聚会有一段时间了哈。
And he's been he's among us for a period of time.
那么他是在梅弟兄的店里面做事哈。
He worked with Brother May.
那他曾经是在天津这个受浸，就是在国内就是基督徒。
He was baptized in Tianjin, so he was already Christian then.
所以是一个非常有根基的一个信徒。
Has a very strong foundation.
可能平常他不爱讲话，你们很多人不认识他。
So you probably don't know him because so quiet.
但是你多了解他，你就知道这个弟兄有一颗金子般的心。
And when once you know him, he has a heart of gold.
所以呢，我们希望他太太。Mary 下明年可以成为会员哈。
So hopefully that Mary, his wife, will become a member next year.
我明年我不会再送你另外一本圣经了。
I will not give you the same Bible, study Bible.
送给你另外一份礼物。
I will give you a different gift.
那最后呢，我们是请这个徐忠跟刘小倩哈。那徐忠因为今天上班，他不能来哈。
So today we have a couple, so Michael and Doris Xu. Michael has to work today, so he's not able to come.
那小倩可以过来吗
？And Doris can join us.
他们有小孩子，现在正在那个婴儿室里。
So they have a small child, so they are using a nursery. We can see their two mothers are having their kids in the nursery today.
Yeah.我们感谢神给我们的预备，我们的婴儿室现在都整理得非常好。
And so now we can actually officially using our nursery.
嗯，因为他是两个人，我不会送他两本圣经哈。
And so because it's two, so I'm not going to give you two Bibles.
送一本圣经，另外还有一个礼物，这个是神，也是神的话语哈。
And so one is a study Bible, the other one is also God's words.
那么。徐忠跟小倩呢，他们住在圣特玛瑞亚。
And Michael and Doris, they live in Santa Maria.
可能你们很多人不是很熟悉他们。
And you might not know them very well.
但是他们两个也是在我们教会受浸的。
They were baptized in our church.
是陪牧师给他们受浸的。
And Pastor Ray baptized them.
那么他们真是一对很好的夫妻，很有追求跟渴慕的心。
And they're really hearing God's words.
Yeah, 我们真是希望。说弟兄姐妹，你们今天有机会，真是欢迎他们。
And so your opportunity, please welcome them.
所以我们为这些来到我们当中，神给我们预备的，我们来感谢神。
And we just want to thank to the Lord what God has provided for us.
我们希望你们以这个教会成为你们属灵的家庭。
So this church is your spiritual home.
那么我们弟兄姐妹一起的服侍，彼此的扶持，共同的成长。
So we serve together, support each other, grow together.
那整个过去这一年，神给我们很多的祝福，具体有哪一些呢
？So what kind of blessing has God given to us？
我说我可以见证四个方面。
I want to witness four areas。
第一个方面，我就发现弟兄姐妹对于神在我们当中的工作开始比较敏感了。
And so we notice that we have brothers and sisters sense God's work more. They are more aware.
我希望这个是我们会继续的这样感受到。
So we hopefully will continue grow in this area.
因为这是我们属灵成长的一个关键。
And so this is the key point how we can grow spiritually.
神在我们教会当中工作，他在我们周围工作。
God's working in our church. God's working among us.
我们如果能够知道神的工作的话，那个对我们来说是非常宝贵的。
You will know God's word that is very precious to us.
而且我也看到我们当中弟兄姐妹，像我刚才讲，我们教会参与服事的弟兄姐妹的比例非常高。
And also that our brother and sister participate service, the percentage is extremely high.
一旦是我们说教会有什么需要的话，很多的弟兄姐妹都来参与服事。
And once we say there is a need, many brothers and sisters will help out.
特别是今年早些时候，林弟兄，我们当中他因为新冠肺炎去世。
And one of the things, the brother Lim actually passed away because COVID.
那我们知道说林家需要有人送餐。
And at that time, they have a need for a meal preparation.
那我们把这个放到我们这个 land 上面，这个social media 上面，很快马上所有的人就都填满了。
And so once we put that information, the needs on the line, social media, immediately the needs were fulfilled.
如果你晚了半步，你找不着再填的位置了。
And so if you're a little bit late, and then you didn't have an opportunity.
弟兄姐妹，你们彼此相爱的心是主耶稣基督最喜悦的。
And so the love for each other is something God really treasures.
所以当为林弟兄做这个骨灰安葬礼的时候，当时是在这个城县哈。
And so then when he had a service for his cremation, it was in the Orange County.
那么我有机会跟他们全家人在一起。
I had an opportunity to spend time with them.
那么林家人非常感谢，说你们这个教会是一个非常好的教会。
The Lim family was really appreciative of our church. This church is so good.
不但林家人纪念到你们所付出的爱心。
Beside the Lim family that remember your love.
您的牧师也会纪念到你们的爱心。
And the pastor also remember your love.
更重要的是主耶稣基督也会纪念你们的爱心。
More importantly is the Lord remember your love.
因为这表明神的爱在我们当中。
That symbolizes that God's love is among us.
那么我们有没有可以做得更好的地方的呢？
Is there anything that we can do even better?
那当然还有，那我们就希望说能够将来我们更在推动福音的传播上，我们会更加努力。
Of course, we can do better, especially in the preaching the gospel.
因为特别是我们对这个社区哈，我们知道有更多的华人陆陆续续搬到我们的周围。
So we know this community, there are more and more Chinese are moving to this area.
我们是华人教会，那我们的使命就是向周围的华人来传福音。
Because this is a Chinese church, our goal is to preaching gospel to Chinese community.
我们希望接下来几年在这方面，我们知道求神能够更帮助我们，祝福我们。
And so we want God to help us more and also bless us more.
另外一个，我就是说，看到弟兄姐妹属灵生命的成长。
Another thing is to see our brothers and sisters' spiritual growth.
那我们希望说，我们能够继续的，在这方面，我们让弟兄姐妹提供机会来追求属灵生命的成长。
So we are hoping to provide more opportunity for sisters and brothers' spiritual growth.
那接下来的一年，我们应该如何来计划？来看到说神在我们当中如何的去工作呢
？So what we're going to what's our outlook in 2022?
那就是我们的主题没有改变，像我刚才讲了，还是以生命影响生命。
And so our theme is still the same, growing through life on life.
我们会继续推动教会的门徒训练。
We will continue to promote disciple training.
因为我们的要今年要回到教会啊，实体的敬拜有很多的事情要做哈。
And so we'll continue to have a lot of things to do once we came back in person.
所以我们这个门徒训练就被推迟了。
And so the disciple training has been delayed.
所以我们希望明年呢，我们会有这个机会继续的推动。
So we will continue to move forward with the disciple training.
我们已经成立一个工作小组。
And we have a disciple training small group.
包括牧师，还有嘉林，还有张希林。
And including Pastor Chen and Catherine and me.
那么我们呢，已经找到了有十一位愿意带领的这个弟兄姐妹。
We have 11 disciples are willing to participate this.
那我们明年首先会有一些 这些带领者的培训。
So we will start have a training for disciples.
然后这十一位带领的者就会跟啊不同的人去建立这个一对一的关系。
And those disciples will find their disciples have one-on-one relationship.
所以这样的门徒训练是有针对性的，非常有效的，来促进。我们跟神的关系。
And so we'll be focused because one-on-one, so we'll continue to promote the relationship between us and the Lord.
那么明年的讲道系列是怎么安排呢？
And how about the sermon series?
那首先我问大家，我们今年的讲道的主题是什么？
Do you remember the theme of the sermon this year?
今天先讲的是加拉太书，对不对？
And first is Galatians.
加拉太书是什么？是信心，对不对？
And talk about faith.
讲到信心。讲到信心，我们又讲了亚伯拉罕的故事。亚伯拉罕故事的主题是什么？还是信心，对不对？
So we talk about Galatians, talk about faith, and we talk about Abraham, also about faith.
所以呢，我明年要讲的呢是盼望。
And next year we're going to focus on hope.
所以我们会看彼得前后书。
And we're going to study the first and second Peter.
然后在亚伯拉罕故事之后，我们会有机会的话会看以撒和雅各的故事。
And we're going to look at the story of Isaac and Jacob.
那么裴牧师会继续在我们当中也有一些分享。
And Pastor will continue to share with us.
那么另外我们也会有一些客座的讲员。
And we will have we'll have guest speakers.
这是我们明年的讲台。
And this is our sermon, sermon.
那么至于明年的目标是什么呢？
And what's our goal in 2022?
那我们继续巩固现在的小组。
And consolidate the small groups.
我们小组运行的非常好。
And right now they're moving pretty well.
那我们继续来巩固，让小组在往前发展的方面。我们继续推动。
And so, continue to consolidate the small group with the follow-up and training.
像我们刚才说的，门徒训练也是一个推动。
And same thing with the disciple training.
另外一个就是说，我们讲到说，属灵生命的成长是我们的一个重点。
And also cultivate the spiritual intimacy among church members.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们在主日学的时候就有谈到过，我们将来要得到什么奖赏哈。
And in our Chinese Sunday school, we talk about what's the reward in the future.
所以将来我们见到主耶稣的时候，主耶稣会问我们哈。
And one day when we meet the Lord is going to ask us.
问我们这个一生是怎么样哈。
And what's your life?
所以主耶稣不会说你是从小教会来的，所以你靠后边站。
And Jesus will never say you came from a small church, you go all the way back.
主耶稣会说你。来自一个小的教会，但是你是个又忠心又什么又良善的仆人，对不对？
And you are such a faithful and good servant, not because you're just not from some more church.
所以来来来，你要站到前面来。
So now you need to coming forward.
所以我们在我们这个教会的人数增长上，我们可能不会有太大的作为。
We might not have a dramatic increase in numbers in our church.
因为我们受到我们这个地理环境的限制。
We have restriction. It was a limitation of this community.
但是我们在属灵生命的增长上，我们是没有止境的。
But there's no limit for our spiritual growth.
我们可以做得更好。
We can continue to do better.
那么。另外一方面，我们就继续推动社区的福音。
We will continue to reach out to the communities.
那么今年我们是在 Slow 这个地方有烤肉的聚会。
And this year we had a barbecue in Slow.
那么我们执事会在讨论可能，那么明年我们会换到 Santa Maria 地区去有这烤肉的聚会。
And we are thinking about to have a barbecue in Santa Maria next year.
那么中秋节的聚会可能会换到这个 Slow 地区。
And we might have an autumn festival in Slow next year.
我们也在摸索看哪一种方式是最好的方式。
We will still try out the different way to reach out the community.
让社区知道我们教会的存在和基督的爱在我们的身上。
Now, let the community know us and know the love of the Lord is among us.
那么我们有和平的小组哈。
And we also have the small group called Peace.
那么 Raymond 弟兄呢非常努力的带这个小组。
And Brother Raymond really worked hard to lead the small group.
那么这个小组呢都是一些还没有还是些慕道友还没有成为基督徒的朋友。
And this small group has quite a few members are not believers.
如果神允许的话，我们希望明年有更多像这样的小组可以成立。
If God allows, we hope that we have more small group like that.
我们是针对社区当中不同年龄、不同层次的这个人群来设立。
And we are target the different age group and different needs.
我们恳求教会弟兄姐妹把这个放在祷告当中。
And so please pray for this.
如果神要带人来到教会，不是靠我们拉来的，是神带来的。
And if God wants to bring people here, it's not we drag people to our church.
如果你，
let them.
如果我们没有那个渴慕的心， 不去求神去问的话，这个人不会来到教会。
We don't have the heart to bring new people. That not praying about it, God's not going to bring those people.
Yeah. 那么明年呢？像我讲的，属灵生命是一个重点，说我们将会有一个退休会哈。
And spiritual life will be our focus, so we're going to have a retreat.
我给起了一个名字叫“与主同行退休会”。
I give a name is called Being with God Retreat.
是一个退休会，是一个跟以往不太一样的退休会。
Will be a different retreat than before.
因为以往的一般的退休会都是有特别讲员的哈。
And regular retreat, you have a speaker.
那么你星期一星期呢，只能平常的一星期，你只有星期天来到教会听牧师讲一堂道。
And so when you usually you only listen to the sermon on Sunday.
那么退休会的话呢，就是三五天，然后你呢每天都会听到讲，一天会听两堂、三堂讲道。
And during the retreat, usually very often you listen to the special speaker twice or three times.
但是这个退休会不是那样子。
But this retreat will be totally different.
这个退休会是让我们来亲近神。
And this retreat is focused on to be closer to God.
所以我找了一个非常美、非常漂亮的地方。
I found a very beautiful place.
是在马里布哈。
In Malibu.
这个地方非常漂亮。那么我们会在明年的十月哈。
And will be it will be in October.
那么我们已经这个预定了这个地方。
We made a reservation already.
那么希望我们是鼓励大家在弟兄姐妹教会里的同工都可以参加。
I really encourage the people that who serve that can participate this retreat.
如果有人说那陈牧师啊，我也不是教会里的服侍同工，但是我也想参加，怎么办嘞
？And you people say I'm not serving this church if I want to come.
那就我就欢迎你成为教会的同工啊。
I just really encourage you that to serve with us.
而且你有今这是十二月哈
，And it's only December right now.
哎，你说你还有十一个月的时间去开
岔。You have 11 months to work on that.
所以我们鼓励大家，我们用这个机会来亲近神，神就会怎么样？来亲近我们。
And use this retreat to get really close to God, and God will be close to us.
这是一生难忘的经历。
This you will never forget.
那我们教会长期的目标呢，就是我们要不断的推动儿童和青少年的事工。
So long-term goal is a continued children and youth ministry.
你看到说啊，就是比安卡已经帮助把这个后面这个房间已经变成婴儿室了哈。
So the church right now have a nursery in the back.
那我们教会也计划说，我们将来会请人来帮忙看小孩子。
And so we're planning to have someone to take care of those children in the future.
如果主要许可的话，我们将来会请到传道人，是专门负责我们当中的小孩子的事情。
God allow that we might have a youth pastor or in charge of those ministries.
所以教会要向前发展，我们必须要往社区。不断的去传福音。
And so you continue the church for growth. We need to continue to reach out to the community.
那么我们会像在圣塔玛利亚地区、圣玛利亚地区来成立新的教会的这个计划、职堂的计划还是没有改变的。
And so we continue to have the vision to planting a church in Santa Maria.
那么今年呢，就是明年开始，那么梅弟兄呢已经开始进入执事会哈。
And next year, Brother May will already become a deacon of a church.
我们就是在那为那个地区来职堂开始做预备的工作。
And let's prepare that planting church in Santa Maria.
我所知道的是，在那个地区的华人不比我们这个地方少。
We know that there's a lot of Chinese people in Santa Maria.
那另外，我们的长期计划还包括说，我们可以不可以有自己的这个教会的地方。
And long-term goal is also including that possibility we have facility for our own.
因为我们现在是租借这个这个拿撒勒人教会的这个会
堂。Because we rent the facility of a Nazarene church.
来敬拜，所以愿神我们的计划，这个不是我们的计划，是我们在神面前祷告、执事会一起讨论所制定的。
This is not just our plan. That is, we've been praying, and the leader of the church that planned it together.
那么这个事情的成就是在神的手中。
And God will accomplish it.
也需要弟兄姐妹同心合一的一起来服侍。
And so we really need that we serve in unity.
愿我们所做的一切都可以荣耀神。
Everything to God be the glory.
我们感谢主，阿门。
阿门。
阿门。好，让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear brothers and sisters, we want to thank you.
当我们回顾过去一年，你在我们当中所做的奇妙工作。
So when we review and look back, see the wonderful work that in our church.
我们实在是感谢你，因为你是信实的神。
You're a faithful God.
你按照你的应许，你真是 来眷顾我们的需要。
And according to your promises that you really take care of our needs.
即使我们是一个小教会，但是主啊，你在我们恩典一点都不缺少。
And so although we're a small church, but we never lack anything.
我们仰望将来一年的事工。
And we continue to look forward.
我们恭敬将我们所有的计划都交托在你的手中。
We put all the plans into your hands.
愿你按照你的美意来成就。
And you're the fulfill and according to your will.
愿主你坚固我们手上所做的工。
Continue to strengthen the work.
我们手上的工，愿主你亲自的建立。
So you continue to strengthen the work that you have to, for us.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.